Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. I hope you're keeping well, trust everything is going well so far, and in whatever we are going through, we always remember to give thanks. I know that God is in the midst of every single thing. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're going to be speaking about what I've titled, Remember to Inquire. Remember to inquire. It is so important to remember this. And I'll be reading from 2 Samuel 2 verses 19. No, actually, 2 verses 1 to 4. And I would encourage you to please join me reading your Bible. Before I start, Holy Spirit, thank you for sending me. Thank you for using me as a vessel. Lord, I never take it for granted. Lord, as I speak, wear me like a glove. Speak through me to the hearts of your people and give them the heart to respond and hear what you are saying, Lord. To them, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So today I'm speaking about remember to inquire. To continue to inquire. So I read from Second Samuel, 2 Samuel 2. I keep saying First Samuel because I've read it so for such a long time. So now 2 Samuel 2 verses 1 to 4, and I'm reading the NIV version. So please join me in reading your Bible. In the course of time, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?" He asked. The Lord said, "Go up." David asked, "Where shall I go?" "To Hebron," the Lord answered. So David went up there with his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. It's so strange that they keep referring to her as Abigail, the widow of Nabal. just Abigail, and qualifying that she's the one that, you know, is the widow of Nabal. Let me continue. Verses 3. David also took the men who were with him, and each with his family, and they settled in Hebron and its towns. Then the men of Judah came to Hebron. And there they anointed David king over the tribe of Judah. I will stop there. You see, it's very human to change tactics when we have received the miracle that God we've been praying to God for. We are entered a new season. We are in a shining. We begin to depend less on God. We begin to, because obviously going through the tough seasons of the night, we are not seeing, we are struggling, right? So we are constantly praying, asking God for help. We are constantly battling things. So it's a lot. And so when our seasons shift, we think, oh wow, I'm finally here. And then it's human nature to begin to depend less on God and just stop and like, no, well, you know, things have changed. I don't pray as much again. You know, we start to give excuses. You know, when it gets to prayer, we start to feel like we have that other things take our attention. Perhaps maybe God, maybe you were praying for a job, a particular role or appointment. You get the appointment, and then next you're like, oh God, actually I have this meeting that is tomorrow. You know, God, I'm tired, I need to sleep. You know, we are just like, oh, it's too stressful, I don't have time. And then you find that, you know, you have less time to pray, less time to seek God's face, less time to relate with God, because all of a sudden, the thing that we're praying for is seemingly taking us from God's presence. It's human nature to do so. Here, right, we see here that Saul had died. So, you know, David had gone through a traumatizing season whereby he was living in a bush for years, went to the Philistines. It was a battle back and forth. Literally, every time he was fighting for his life, because Saul was up to get him. Now, the guy that was trying to kill him, you know, the guy that was trying so hard to destroy his life, died. Right? And because he died, right, one would think, oh, finally, the Lord has done it. That's amazing. And you are happy. And you are excited. You're like, yes, oh, fantastic, you know. Great stuff. Thank you, Daddy. So let me just rest. You know, I'm done. I'm tired and all those things. That's human nature. But I'll put it to you today that the need for God is not season dependent. The need for God is not times dependent. You need God constantly every single day. Every single day. Look at David here. Saul had died, right? And you see him inquiring of God. He said, after the course of time, David inquired of God and said, shall I go up to one of the towns in Judah? Because bear in mind that since Saul had died, he must have become king now. Who was left? So he can say, you know what? Saul has died. Okay, I'm going to, I'm fasting. You know what? What he can say, you know what? God, Saul has died. So thank you so much. I'll be praying to you, obviously, my father. But then, no, perhaps right now, I will go and change the palace. Because think about it. You were already anointed as king of Israel. The guy that was there had died. So just go there and go and take your place now. It's like, okay, finally, the person that is on the throne has been removed. So now it's not our throne. So we just say, yes, God has done it. So yes, let's quickly just enter the throne. But you see, if he had done that, it would have been a very huge mistake. So if he had depended on his own will, on his own thoughts or imaginations, he would have missed it. You see here that he asked God, after a while since Saul had died, though, he said, God, should I go into one of the towns of Judah? Like, what's happened? What is it, Lord? He inquired. He asked the question. And God says, yes, you can go. And he asked God, what town? And God says, Hebron. And then he goes Hebron, and then they ordained him king of Judah. It was a specific instructions. If he had ignored asking God, he would have made many mistakes in that season that, you know, he's considered as a shining season or a season whereby he's left, you know, the bush and all that, and he's, you know, no longer on the run. He could have made a huge mistake just by not asking God the questions. And so whenever, even though we have received the miracles, if literally he's just there, like we are here. So before we were like here, the miracle was like here. Now we are not here and miracle is here. You know, so like, thank you for all you have done. Just jump. No, we still inquire of the Lord. Lord, should I go? Where should I go to? How should I go? Because by inquiring of the Lord, we are also ensuring that we don't make any mistakes. Because guess what? We can still make mistakes. Yes, season has changed, but one can still make mistakes. It's God that knows the direction and the way he has planned and plotted. And so we need to constantly inquire of the Lord, what should I do? It is season independent. It doesn't depend on any form of season. We just have to continue to do it as God had asked us to. It is so important to remember this. It is super important to remember this. There are many that, you know, have thought, oh my God, finally the Maker is here. And then we just ignore God. We forget God. But we'll be back. Because the God that created the season knows exactly what needs to happen in those seasons. And he knows exactly where we should be, what we should do, how we should do things. He knows. And if we don't depend on him, we will miss it. He has the roadmap. We don't. The how he knows, we don't know the how. We're not learning one by one, bit by bit. But it's a step by step by step process. And if we ignore God, we're on our own. And so today I would encourage you. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know whether you have moved from one season to another season. Constantly inquire of the Lord. The one thing God wants from me and you is relationship. And so if that thing that he has given to you is drawing you away from him or taking its place, don't. Because he's the same person that gave it to you. And if we ignore him, we will miss it with it. So we need to remember to constantly engage. Build our relationship with God as he's leading us in the various steps of life, what we should do, how we should do it, when we should do it. Ask the questions. Be it a meeting that you know you are going for, be it an interview, be it a client engagement, be it a dinner, anything, whatever it is, you know, oh, you've been praying for a child for a long time, and the child has finally come, right? What are you doing in that situation? Is that every time you are birthed and you are growing a human being, you need God to help you grow a human being. You can't do it on your own. Because the same God created that child and knows exactly what that child is meant to do in life. You don't know. I don't know. Right? And it's by constantly dwelling in his presence and seeking his presence that we begin to see how to lead this child, how to really mother or father this child, what the child needs, how the child would grow, how to change the child's strength, whatever it is. We still need God. So today, I will encourage you and say to you again, you see, God's relationship should be constant in our life. We should be constantly building relationship with God. We should constantly engaging God every time. It should be constant. And that is one thing that the dark season or the wilderness season should have taught us, to constantly engage in God. So that in the shining, we still need God as much as we need Him in the dark season. And so in the shining, we continue to easily relate with God, and He leads us through the plans and purposes of our life. So I want to encourage you today, please continue to inquire of the Lord. Don't stop. Keep saying, no matter how stupid it sounds, keep at it. Ask God, how should I write this email? What should I say? How should I respond? What should I respond to? Keep at it. Keep going. You know, build that strong relationship with our Father. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you, and I love you. Bye.